we stand. The Easter greeting. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we recite the themes of our Vacation Bible School. The all parts are in sign language. Jesus cares now and forever. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd. You guard our faith. You protect our souls. You give us life. We thank you. The second day, Jesus provides now and forever. Lord Jesus, you fed thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fish. You create all the food we eat. You fill our tables and our lives with your love. Lead us to thank you and praise you with our lives. The third day, Jesus leads now and forever. Lord Jesus, you planted your word in my soul. You put your promises in my heart. Your word gives life. Your word is forever. With your eternal word in my soul, I will live forever. Help me share your promises so others can live forever. Fourth day, Jesus forgives now and forever. Lord Jesus, thank you. With you, I belong to God. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for your cross. Thank you for making me yours. Thank you for heaven. With the singing and the joy, with celebrating forever. The fifth day, Jesus lives now and forever. Lord Jesus, thank you for Easter. You opened the tomb. You broke death. You got rid of sin. You swept away my sin. You give me eternal life. And I am yours now and forever. Jesus cares. Jesus provides. Jesus leads. Jesus forgives. Jesus lives now and forever. And you may be seated, and let's sing Jesus' Name Above All Names. Thank you. Each day of our vacation Bible school had one verse of the 23rd Psalm, and we recited these together. So one more time, let us recite the five verses. First one, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Second, "He makes me lie down in green pastures, beside the still waters." We're going to put the whole psalm together after we recite these. "He leads me in paths of righteousness. I will fear no evil, for you are with me." And the last one, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And now in our bulletin, we have the whole 23rd Psalm, all printed out. Let's recite it all together. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us your gifts of faith, hope, and love, that we may receive the forgiveness you have promised and love what you have commanded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. It is time for our little ones to sing. And they have three songs that they're going to be doing. And are they supposed to come up to the front? Yes, they are. So all of our Vacation Bible School children, come on up.
Thank you.
knows what was the absolute most popular song of the week. We have two scripture readings to read. The Old Testament lesson from Isaiah 42 for this day. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We rise. The Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 7th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, say it, teacher. A certain money lender had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, the one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, you have judged rightly. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. We continue with Have No Fear, Little Flock.
Thank you.
gospel lesson, verse 48. And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." This is our text. Now it's time to put everything together, because from the beginning to the end of the week, we talked about one person, didn't we? Who is that person we talked about? Jesus. Okay. And we talked about him in five different stories. And the first one was, Jesus is the good shepherd. Is he our good shepherd? Yes. Okay. The second story, he fed people. How many people did he feed? 5,000 plus more. 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they took up 12 baskets of leftovers? Jesus is able to feed us like he fed the people of Israel, giving the manna through the wilderness, 40 years worth of food to lead them through. And the third one, Jesus talks about the sower who went out to sow. And you know, Jesus takes his word and he sows it into our heart. And now I have a story for you that I've shared before, but I don't know if you've heard it. It's about my garden. We moved to Southern Illinois and tried to plant a garden. And the soil was absolutely horrible. It was terrible. It was yellow clay and nothing would grow. So the first year, people said, "You can't grow anything there." We planted, and not much grew, except some weeds. And we plowed it under, and the next year we planted again. And almost nothing grew. I think we got 1 or 2 tomatoes. That was it. And we plowed it under, and we put manure on it, and we kept on working the soil, and third year we started to get a crop. And fourth and fifth year, more and more grew. And the lesson I learned from that is that Jesus isn't done with this parable. The sower went out to sow, and he kept on sowing, and he kept on sowing, and the seed that he sowed changes the soil. When Jesus gives us his word, when he tells us the gospel about our sins being forgiven, well, that seed might not take in our hearts the first time we hear it, but he comes back again and again and again and again, and he tells us, "Your sins are forgiven, your sins are forgiven, your sins are forgiven, your sins are forgiven." And what he says and what he did for us, it changes us. The power of the Word of God changes the heart, doesn't it? Yeah. It brings out the crop. And that's an amazing thing. Then the fourth day, we talked about the prodigal son. This was the young man that said, "Father, I want my share of the inheritance, so let's pretend that you've already died. Now give me my share." And he took that share and he wasted it. But the Father's love followed him, reminded him, "My Father, back where they have food. My Father cares about the servants. My Father cares. I'll go to my Father and say, 'Father, I'm not worthy to be your son. Make me a servant.'" And he went, and his father, what did he do? He ran, hugged him. What must that hug have been like? Hugged him anyway. What did he do next? First of all, after hugging him, what do you do next? Kissed him. Maybe that kiss tasted like pig from where that son had been. but he loved his son and welcomed him back. And Jesus said, there's more joy in the presence of God over one sinner who repents than over, let's get it precise according to the Greek, 99 persons who need no repentance. Where are you going to find 99 persons who need no repentance? There's more joy in the presence of God and his angels. Ooh, there's a hint. The 99 who don't need to repent are the angels. Aha! And they're celebrating and they're singing and they're rejoicing. And heaven is like inside the Father's house with the celebrating and the angels singing and the angels saying how wonderful it is that God loves us. And that's amazing. And then the fifth day. We talked about somebody on Easter morning, and that would be Mary Magdalene, crying because she knew, she just knew, she was convinced it had to be absolutely true that Jesus was dead. Boy, was she wrong. And then she got surprised when she saw Jesus alive and grabbed on and wouldn't let go. And that was Mary Magdalene. There's a lesson that runs all through that. Jesus is the good shepherd. What does the good shepherd do? He goes searching for his sheep. He calls them. He finds them. He gathers them. He brings them home. Jesus is the good shepherd. He's your good shepherd. He's my good shepherd. And there's a picture on the front of our bulletin. The good shepherd with the sheep. Where's the sheep? He's carrying the sheep. Okay? He's carrying the sheep on his shoulders. Do you know what the underside of a sheep that's been out in the storm and the wet and the ick is like? And that is Jesus, who carries his sheep back, and he says it in the parable. When he finds his sheep, he puts it on his shoulders and carries it home rejoicing. Jesus is not afraid of the ick. Yeah, I used that word in a sermon. He is not afraid of the ick that we get into in our lives. Not afraid of that. That's what he came to this world for, is to take care of the ick, the sin, the wrong, the everything inside us that is wrong. And we have a saying, we live in a world of sin, right? Well, guess what? A world of sin lives in us. And Jesus was not afraid of that either. But to bring us back and to make us right in the eyes of God. And then the gospel lesson about a lady who was a sinner. And Simon the Pharisee was so horrified that there was a sinner there. Simon the Pharisee, he didn't get it, did he? There was a sinner, and Jesus was at table with a sinner. Thing is, Simon the Pharisee thought, it's that one that's the sinner. He didn't understand, did he? He who is forgiven much loves much. How much was that lady forgiven? A lot. How much was Simon the Pharisee forgiven? A lot. How much have we been forgiven? A lot. And one of the truths of the Christian faith is Jesus has forgiven us a lot. How can we help but love him? In Jesus' name, amen. We stand. We have the Apostles' Creed printed in our bulletin. Let's speak it together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to gather tithes and offerings, but I have to inform you, there is another offering, kind of. On the in the entryway as you came in, you ran across, what's his name?
Morris.
Morris. It's Morris the holy cow. And Morris the holy cow has been gathering Vacation Bible School offerings. And we are dedicating the Vacation Bible School offerings to help churches in Africa put roofs on their buildings. And so if you wish to give to that cause with a Vacation Bible School offering, well, Morris the holy cow will be there on the table as you go. But now we gather our regular offerings. Thank you. Now we go to our Lord in prayer. I think I'll allow you to remain seated and bow your heads, and we pray. Lord Jesus, Good Shepherd, you came for us and to win us and to bring us back, to restore our relationship with God. We thank you, Lord, because you have done all of this for us through your cross, through your empty tomb, through suffering, dying, and rising for us. You have made us yours. We ask you to continue to bless our Vacation Bible School students and helpers and teachers, that all that we have learned and shared and celebrated this week, we may bring into our lives every day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask you to be with and watch over two families who have lost loved ones, the family of D. Lynn and the family of Dawn Carr. Watch over them and remind them of the promises of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those among us in need of your healing mercies, we ask for you to watch over them and strengthen them. So we pray for Darva, Deanne, Emily, Sharon, Willeen, and Sherman. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For many with ongoing personal and medical needs, we come to you and we ask you to watch over them. Guard and keep, strengthen them in faith. We pray for Sandy, Ed, Timmy, Christine, Jean, Michael, Terry, Morgan, Wendy, and Rebecca. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are in nursing homes and assisted living centers, that you would watch over them and be their constant companion. So we pray for Bob, Mary Alice, Marge, Harriet, Sherman, Janice, Sharon, Darva, Jan, Bruce, Susie, and Daryl. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our friends serving in the military, that you would watch over them, to guide them and keep them faithful all their days. Keep them safe throughout their tour of duty. We ask for the leaders of our military, that you would guide them. For the leaders of our nation, that you would give your wisdom to them. We pray for Christian, Jonathan, Abby, David, Brian, Kayla, Drew, Danny, and Megan. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for our Christian missionaries and missions all over the world. We pray for Salam Christian Fellowship to the Arab and Muslim people here in the Chicago area, that you would grant them boldness. For Kathy Schwan in India, that you would bless her sharing of the gospel. For Iglesia San Pablo Congregation in Aurora, and the Hispanic ministry that is going out from them, that you would bless them richly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us, Father, for we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, risen and reigning with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord smile upon you and give you peace. Amen. We have one more song from our Vacation Bible School children that we, the parents, are supposed to try and sing and keep up with them. I Am a Sea. There is a couple of announcements now. We have hot dogs, refreshments.